John Erickson, commercial agronomist for Micogen Seeds, based in Wisconsin and Minnesota, and all points in between.
Well, John, that area has seen a lot of moisture so far this growing season, and that can lend itself to some foliar diseases. What's most concerning to you at this point in the growing season?
Well, I think, Mark, at this point in the growing season, we've got really variable conditions from eastern Wisconsin all the way into Minnesota and into South Dakota. As you go farther west, it seems more moisture has been given us by Mother Nature. If you get over into Wisconsin, there's a need for some rain over here. So the corn could get stressed either from too much moisture or not enough. Either way, any stress on that plant helps make it a little more susceptible to some of the stresses of the growing season. So one of those stresses is what you mentioned is foliar leaf disease. And it seems like this year could be a year that the benefits of a fungicide application could be seen very easily. We've had some dew in the mornings, some foggy mornings. We did have some cooler conditions, and those are all types of conditions that support a potential for northern corn leaf blight. I've seen some maybe starts of gray leaf spot in fields, and those are probably the two main fungal leaf diseases that we're concerned about on corn in my part of the geography.
How can corn farmers go about assessing what they have in their fields to then sort of calculate if a treatment is warranted?
Well, the best thing to do is, diseases can be hard to tell exactly which one you're looking at if you're not commonly engaging and looking at different symptoms of diseases. So our recommendation is to work with their crop consultant or their local ag products support person, have them scout the fields, and looking for what we're seeing is lesions on the corn plant around that ear leaf. Depending on what the disease is, any type of browning or spotting of that leaf could be an indicator that maybe there's some leaf disease present. It may not be at this time to the degree where you think that you have to make an application, but what happens is as we go forward, if it stays hot and dry in some areas or with too much moisture, as that plant perhaps is not able to take up enough nitrogen for the plant, other nutrients, it becomes stressed. And so it's a lot like us when we have a cold and we get, or somebody has a cold around us, we're tired from working, we get exposed to them, we are more susceptible to getting that cold. So plants are the same way that when they get stressed, they become more susceptible to some of the pathogens, and the pathogens can really blow up and become a problem. So my recommendation again is to have somebody get out, scout those fields. And if they're growing Micogen BMR corn, we like to preserve that quality and that value of that hybrid by doing an application with a fungicide. Optimally, what we've seen from trials that we conducted in Wisconsin back in 2015 is that a fungicide application at VT to about R2 showed the greatest return on investment, Mark, which was approximately about $4 four to one. So if a grower spent a dollar and he can get four back on a fungicide application, that's a pretty good return. So that's our recommendation. There's a lot of different products that can be used for fungicides. Again, talking with the local crop production expert can help a grower make that decision.
Good information on this, John. Anything else you want to make sure we talk about?
I think not really that we want to talk about, other than that, trying to grow good quality silage, one of the steps at this time of year is really to preserve what you have out there. That crop that looks good now, try to preserve it by managing pests. Fungal diseases, leaf diseases are one of the pests that we deal with commonly in the geographies we're talking about.